Welcome to the Wisconsin Family Connection. Stay tuned to hear Wisconsin Family Council President Daniel Degner reveal how the important legislative and cultural issues of our day affect you and your family.
We all enjoy a good celebration, but imagine arriving at a party to find a cake that said, "Just divorced, free at last," or "I do, I did, and I'm done." In a recent trend sweeping social media, people are throwing divorce parties to celebrate the end of their marriages. Once seen as a scandal, then a misfortune, and now a celebration, divorce seems to be all the rage. Many today view divorce as a difficult but sometimes necessary step to reclaim one's true self. In 2023, Merriam-Webster Dictionary named authentic as the word of the year. Authenticity has become a god in our culture, with many valuing being true to one's feelings over commitment to one's morals. In this line of thinking, getting rid of an unfulfilling or stale marriage is the first step toward becoming your authentic self. Rather than working to improve their marriage's problems areas, many today are simply giving up on their vows to pour energy into themselves as individuals. Have you noticed who's missing in this picture? Children. Divorce has high stakes for children and high consequences. For children, divorce isn't a reason to throw a party. It's not the beginning of discovering their authentic self. Instead, for many kids, divorce marks the beginning of a tumultuous life filled with moving between homes every few days or never seeing their biological parents together again, and of wondering if it was all their fault. Many adults sacrifice their child's welfare on their path to authenticity. A popular culture mantra tells adults and their children will be happier if they are happy. After all, kids are resilient. They will get through it. But research consistently shows otherwise. An extensive study conducted by the National Bureau of Economic Research tracked over 5 million American kids for over 30 years. The results demonstrated the devastating lifelong impact of divorce on children. The study found that children whose parents divorced are more likely to experience incarceration, teen pregnancy, and premature death. The consequences of their parents' decision reach far into the future, as they are less likely to attend college and typically have lower adulthood earnings than their peers whose parents remain married. The study also found that divorce often places children in poor neighborhoods as household income plummets. Then as step-parents and step-siblings enter the scene, the child's life becomes more emotionally complicated as they try to navigate a world where their parents' desires trump their well-being. While their parents escape their marital struggles for self-fulfillment, children of divorce find their lives forever turned upside down. It goes without saying that in some situations, divorce results from legitimate circumstances as scripture defines. We commend single moms and dads who work tirelessly to protect, love, and support their children in these less than ideal circumstances, as well as those who support them. In these situations, removing oneself and one's children from an unsafe environment is certainly positive, but it's still not a reason to throw a party. Divorce always means broken vows, and for children growing up in a broken home, no matter the reasons, children going through the tragedy of divorce deserve to know that sorrow is an appropriate emotion. They shouldn't have to celebrate the so-called freedom and authenticity of their parents while their world is crumbling. Here in Wisconsin, 1/3 of teens grew up in broken homes, whether born out of wedlock or in a marriage that later shattered. These children face statistical disadvantages that could have been avoided had their parents followed God's design for marriage and family. In Mark 10, Jesus taught about marriage and divorce, saying, "What therefore God has joined together, let not man separate." Despite what some may say, marriage isn't just a societal conviction. Marriage is a sacred, God-ordained institution that reflects God's best for children, adults, and society. Not all divorces are unavoidable, but boredom, conflict, disillusionment, and financial stresses can be overcome, especially if both spouses are willing to put in the effort. In many cases, when married couples seek biblical counseling, work together to improve their marriage, and choose to remain faithful even through difficult stretches, they will experience a joy and fulfillment beyond what they thought possible. And more importantly, their children will avoid the lifelong trauma of divorce and instead grow up in the best possible environment with their married biological mom and dad. Now, that's a reason to celebrate. For Wisconsin Family Council, this is Daniel Degner reminding you that God, through the prophet Hosea, said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge."
This has been the Wisconsin Family Connection with Daniel Degner, president of Wisconsin Family Council. Our address is Post Office Box 14440, Madison, Wisconsin, 53708. Call us toll-free at 888-378-7395. For a transcript of this or other programs, visit us online at wisconsinfamilycouncil.org. Thanks for joining us.